Hello, and welcome to the Ron Amitron Healing Show. Today is March 24th, 2013. It is Monday afternoon here on the Pacific Coast anyway. I'm filling in today for Elizabeth, who will probably be back next week. We're all delighted to have Ron here with us tonight. Are you on the line, Ron?
Yep, I'm here, so we'll see what we can do today.
Welcome.
What's the day today? This day is the 4th of March.
The 4th, yes. Did I just say it was the 24th? I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
I think I did. I think I looked at the date the wrong way. It's March 4th today. I am so sorry if I misspoke. Okay, we have a very interesting question about timelines that I thought perhaps we could start out and you could do a sample of. The timeline, the question that came in on clsquestions@yahoo.com is, should we be timeline crashing each date as the days go by? I know we do a lot of time crashing of different numbers and dates. Would that be a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, anything that you timeline crash would be great. So, yeah, that would help. Although normally the date might not do too much, it'll help. You know, you want to clear the situation that you're in, because the date, unless you deal with dates a lot, maybe you're a date person and you're worried about the date, and then they're connecting you through the date on a timeline, but mainly it's your physical, either physical issues or emotional issues that you want a timeline crash. So the date, I would not really say is, if you're going to put the time into it, I would do an issue over a date.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, that's very interesting. Now, when we, in the past, when you've done clearings of things like the dates and numbers, has that been timeline crashes, or are you clearing the barcodes on those numbers?
It'd be the barcode clearing.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, so would that be a good idea then to, should we just clear today's date, for instance? For everybody?
Yeah, we can hear the numbers off. So here we go. So we'll do the three. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And then today's the 4th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we got 2013. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should help a little bit here for everybody. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you. We'll just see what comes up here.
Okay. Well, we had a wonderful call yesterday, and we had some comments about that and some emails that people really enjoyed the 8-hour healing call that you had on Sunday. They're from 10 to 6 Pacific time, and we spend the whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship, being physically healed of different things and cleared of ET parasites and dark entities, and it's wonderful. There are 2 more calls this month. We can get into all the dates at the end, but next Sunday, not the one after that, and then the next Sunday. And the weekend we're skipping, Ron, is going to be in New York. Do you want to talk about that for a moment, Ron, before we get going on more healings?
I'll be at the New Life Expo and at the New Yorker Hotel in New York. And the date of the expo is the 22nd of March, 23rd, 24th. And then I'm having a workshop on the 29th, which will be the week after the expo there on Friday. So if you're interested and you're back in that area, or you live there, I have an expo, post-expo workshop for 4 hours coming. So. And you can talk to me at the booth here. We have a sign-up sheet for that. So, back to you.
Okay. I would love to thank you. We'll talk a little bit more and mention that again before the end of the show. And Cindy will be putting all that information on the fast chat for us. Thank you, Cindy. I think it would be great to get back to doing some timelines. And there's been a lot of snowstorms lately and in the Midwest. Would that be a good thing to do a timeline crash of, Ron?
Yes, Yes and no. Let's just do a situation on the timeline. So, you know, if you're feeling cold, we could probably take away that energy from your body so that you're not going to be cold on a timeline. So let's do that. You could also do one, you know, for what you're seeing. Remember, this all works in the present moment. So we need to kind of clarify what's happening. So if you just say, well, there's a maybe a storm coming, a tornado, well, it has to be in the moment. So if you see it out your door coming, then do a timeline crash on it, and it could help you. But, you know, if you hear about it, that is coming your way, you could still do it where it's located at, but it's not really affecting you because you're not living in that reality. So timeline crashes are mainly for the reality that you're living in.
Right.
And your situation. That's kind of how you have to look at it. Otherwise, it's in the future. And in the future, it may be in somebody's now, you know, maybe 1,000 miles away, but that's not in your now. So it gets to be a little different there. It could probably work, yes, but mainly the timeline crash is for you with your situation. And I think we heard a beep, so let's see what the caller has here first.
Yes, hi. Is somebody on the line?
I was in the past, you said that you were looking into creating an application for the phone, mobile phones, like a creation light chip application where you can pay 99 cents. So I haven't heard an update from it, so I did a search on my phone under Google Apps, and I couldn't find one. So you guys started making one, or is there one available now or not yet?
Not quite yet. There's a person in Los Angeles who is designing that, so not yet.
But great question.
Okay.
Thank you, because that would be wonderful.
The second question is, because I listen to a lot of the archives continuously, and you said you're writing a book, you planned on writing a book on Jesus. Do you still plan on doing that, or is it not going to happen?
At this moment, I don't have the time. Possibly, but right now, I would say no.
All right, and the third question is, I get confused, because every once in a while, sometimes the light beams will come through, or something comes through, and they say that it seems like the goal is to terminate all the darkness on this planet. And then other times, it seems like they're saying the mission is done, as in there's nothing much else we can do. And so I don't understand what the status is. I'm just curious, do they really plan on getting rid of all the darkness on this planet, or is it sort of a mission failure situation and we're just waiting for ascension?
Good question.
Really good question, but...
And go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your next...
An extension to that, when is there an estimate as to when ascension is going to occur? I know it's because I know you said the light only works in the now, but it's been going on for a while, and I don't understand why we can't get any insight into, is it 10 years from now, 5 years from now? Because it's just a repetition every day. It's not, there's nothing new happening.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. So the first thing is ascension should have been in 2008. That's the first thing. And so I'm 5 years overdue trying to help people to get out of here. So the Earth Spirit is doing the ascension, which means that it's getting itself cleaned up and quarantined. So it's already in that process. And the next thing is probably the only reason why it didn't occur in 2008 in February is because the aliens are here and we're trying to get rid of more aliens at some point to get them out of here. That's about all that I can kind of figure out myself. Hopefully, I wish ascension would be like right now, because I'm getting tired of doing all that I'm doing, in a sense, and the darkness is still here, and, you know, I can go on and on and on, but basically, we need to try to get more integrity of the people back. That's what we're actually trying to do now, is to get rid of some of these darkness energies. Otherwise, the energies that are here, even though it's it doesn't get any easier each day sometimes, and they're still here, but if they still come back on the light during the next process after ascension on some other planet, that would be awful. So that's why we're probably taking so long to do that. For myself, I'm ready to leave any moment here because I'm like I'm tired of this. I've been there, done that, and you know, I'm ready to leave. So that's basically where I am, and I'm waiting, just like you are. As far as when it's going to be, I don't know. I know there are some other planets that are dealing with some darkness too, and I'm working over there also. I think there's maybe about four to six of them. We'll just say six at the most that I know of. I won't say that I know of it, but I can sense that, okay? I guess that is a knowing, and that's kind of where we are. So I would love to have ascension happen. It should have happened in 2008, but because of all the situations that are occurring here, it did not. Hopefully I answered that question. I'm ready and ready to get out of here. Nuts, back to you.
Okay, that was, you exactly answered a question that I have had, Ron, which is there more going on with ascension than just Earth? And clearly there is. So we know we have a lot of problems, but perhaps other planets and other galaxies or whatever have worse problems or equal problems, and they're all having to be worked on. And that's basically what you said. So thank you for that information.
That's it.
And thank you, caller. I assume you were complete. I hope you didn't get cut off when you didn't mean to. But anyway, thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me just take a quick look here. Okay, someone has a question, but I don't know where this person is. There's someone in the fast chat asking why it's dark at 8 a.m. in the morning. But I don't know where this person lives for Ron to answer that question. Is there anything unusual going on, Ron, on the Earth with our weather patterns or the sun?
Well, there's always something that the aliens are doing, so I don't know what to really or how to comment on that one. So.
Right, it could be so many things, right?
Yep, many things out there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, terrific. So, I still feel like we haven't done, it just feels so terrific when you do some timeline crashing, and we haven't done that in a while, I feel, on some of the shows. And I guess maybe I'm not quite hitting the mark on it, but perhaps we could do, how about, you know, the moment that we were born, which you've done that before, I believe, like the moment of
we could try that one. Yeah, okay.
Being born and timeline do a timeline crash of that for people.
Sure. So here we go. So, 1, 2, 3. This is when you probably first got replicated out into thousands of timelines. This is just for one timeline, though. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do a, like I said, the timeline crashes are really for a situation that you're dealing with. So let's look at that aspect. So let's say that you have a pain in your body. So everybody focus on a pain that you have. Here we go. I'm going to take you off of, I'll take you off of five timelines. So first timeline off, second off, third off, fourth off, and fifth off there. And I'll just see how your pain is doing. And I'll do that again. Here we go. So one, off, two, three, four, and five there. And just see how you are sensing, feeling the energies. And you might feel pretty good right now. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we could also timeline, you know, if we had any kind of like a trauma incident in our past, like, you know, a car accident or a near miss even car accident thing when I know that you can sometimes feel like you went out of your body, even if nothing awful actually happens, your body almost responds like it did. And those would be a good thing
correct.
For timeline.
You're still living in the past. Everything is with you.
Right.
And people right. don't always understand that. So what you're dealing with right now is one thing. And also what else is happening to you is going on too. So you want to, you know, get rid of things out of your life. But mainly the timeline crashes, like I stated, was for situations that you're dealing with. That way you can have some relief. You will have relief from the past also. Remember, you may have a situation to where the past is haunting you and you're out on timeline still. Remember, that they can copy and paste the timelines. They can go back in time. They can go to your DNA of one of your ancestors or even a body that you lived in, and they can resurrect that and bring that basically back to life again. So that gets very scary. You know, just dying doesn't always give you any relief. You know, they can come back and recreate you with your bones. So that's unfortunate, but that's what happens here. So the whole thing is the basic timeline crashes for what I intended them to do and to help you out with is what you're dealing with right now in this moment. And once you figure that out, then you can do a timeline crash for that, just like a pain or something like that, to get rid of it. Otherwise, you know, it can keep recycling and get even worse. But mainly look at it as where you are right now, what are you dealing with right now in your life, and you want to get out those timelines. It's much like your psychic billboard. Your psychic billboard has on it what you're dealing with, and you want to get that off of there so you can maybe change your life to a different reality. But it's not going to change until you actually change it and erase what's on there. And the timeline crashes are very, very similar. So back to you.
Right. And but just to clarify, for instance, if I have a memory of something that was traumatic in the past, that could be affecting me still. Right?
Yes,
it so
can.
It would be
uh-huh.
good. So we do want a timeline crash, you know, that kind of thing. Great.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Can we do a timeline crash on a, I don't know, an accident or a near accident for everybody? That's,
okay.
I feel
so
like a pretty
near
typical.
Miss here, and here we go. So one, think of it. You have to think of a situation. So I'll just clear that timeline. That's cleared. Next one cleared. Next one cleared. Next one cleared. Next one cleared. Next one, and there we go. So we got a few of those timelines out of you. Remember, you could have a 100 timelines stacked on top of each other, dropping into you.
So wow, I really felt something there.
Yeah, so if you had anything that's going on, remember, everything here is on timelines. So when you first started listening to us, maybe, say, 15 minutes ago approximately, you may have been on a different timeline. And maybe an hour ago, you're on a different timeline. What were you thinking of? What were you doing? That's a different timeline, more than likely. So the whole process is what's going on, you know, and how do you get off of a situation that you got sucked into or got dropped into. So that's what the timeline crashes are for, is to get you into a different reality than what they chose to put you into. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Thank you. And we have some comments that people are feeling good from that timeline crash of the pain in the body. So thank you for that, Ron. And it did help some people feel better. Someone had a suggestion. How about crashing the moment when we got our Social Security numbers?
That I'll have you people do yourself.
Okay. And then the Social Security number itself is a good thing to barcode clear on the natal barcode clearing, right, Ron? I've done
yeah,
that
you,
a few
you can
times.
Do any kind of numbers that you wish, yes.
Anything that might identify you or keep you good. Okay. People are interested and happy and amazed that you're making things go away with the snap of your fingers. So that's very interesting. And someone says, it feels like I'm popping back into my body. And he feels good. Well, he says he doesn't understand. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about, we may have some new listeners, Ron, about how you're a light being and connected to Source so that people understand what the healings are and why they work so quickly?
Well, the light only works in the now, and the light brings in peace energy. So whenever you have an energy that you're dealing with that's not of light, then it's going to be of darkness. And so anything that's disrupting your life is going to be of darkness because it's typically mind energy. And that energy itself is not peace, so I'm just bringing in peace into the situation to help you out. And that's kind of the way, you know, I would have to kind of indicate it or state it. So when you have a healing, you're having peace. When you don't have, when you're not in peace, then you're in darkness. So where do you choose to live? And when you're in darkness, when you don't live in the present moment. So I'm just bringing you into the present moment and taking away the situations or whatever we're dealing with instantly, which is the way the light works. So that's why you can go online and have your whole lifetime cleared. Just think of how many thoughts you have in a day and then multiply that by your age. And yet the light chip can take away your whole lifetime of experiences of stuff stored inside of you, your DNA that came forward, which is judgment. And you can do that in probably in 10 to 15 minutes. So that's the way the light works. And the light just replaces it with peace, and all of a sudden you feel better. Your body relaxes. And that's what we're doing here is just bringing you more peace, which is source energy. And your spirit doesn't always know what is going on. How do I say this here? Your spirit is contaminated because of your thoughts. So that's the best way to state it. And so because you are contaminated because of your thoughts, then your spirit has a really hard time helping you. Because it's starting to have a mind from the darkness. And that's why the light comes once every 2,000 years to help you. Especially in the times that we have now because it's so dark here. And people are doing things that are contrary to the light, which is judging. It doesn't matter how they do that. And then you have the interference from the aliens who want to put you into their mass consciousness and to control you with their spiritual hierarchy, and they created that so that you can go outside of yourself and try to connect to something that you think is going to be beneficial to you. But the light only works in the now. Like I said, light doesn't channel, doesn't do anything to give you a warm and fuzzy feeling like the darkness does, because the darkness gave you emotions, and you do have feelings that you can sense things with, but unfortunately you're using an energy that really is brought in by the earth spirit so that you don't get killed by the darkness. You have a feeling body only because of that. So you can sense energies, and you can analyze that energy as being good or bad by your feelings. But in light, there's no such thing. So you're using an energy that typically is already corrupted, because that feeling body that you're using to feel things with, and maybe your emotional body, is corrupted already. So how do you even get a realistic feeling on what's going on using a corrupted body to analyze your life? But it's still there, and it can work. But really, in light, there's no such thing. It's just peace. So you're using a duality energy, or duality with an energy, to understand how life is going for you. So that's why I can snap my fingers, because I'm using source energy to clean the energies out of you, helping your spirit to become less contaminated by your thoughts and actions and whatever you're dealing with, because you're caught into the mind matrix that the aliens gave you here, and unfortunately that's where everybody lives, because people are bringing these energies in here by doing their quote-unquote spiritual practices. Oh, back to you, Anne.
Thank you so much, Ron. And I just want to add, for anyone who may be new listening to Ron this evening, the website is creationlightship, all spelled out, .com. And there's a lot of information and a lot of clearings on there. And the one that Ron recommends we all start with is the emotional body clearing. And on that note, I was wondering, Ron, if you'd mind doing a sample. Oh, and the other thing I want to stress is that when Ron is doing the healings here, they are samples on the radio shows. It's really beneficial to go into Ron's website and do, there are a lot of free healings on there, but also to do some of the whole life clearings and get yourself cleaned out so you really start to feel good. But I was wondering, Ron, if you would mind doing a quick sample of the emotional body and mental body healing for everyone?
Okay, we'll do mental first. So on the mental one, if you're having a situation that you're dealing with, maybe you have your brain kind of, or your thoughts, I should say, not your brain, but you have the thoughts recycling over and over and over again of some situation, then I can clear that from you. Otherwise, it'll just give you peace, and it will help to clear away some of your mind chatter. But the mental clearing is probably just as important as the emotional one. But remember, you live in emotions more because everything that you do has an emotional, emotional charge on it. So and you're used to that. And a lot of times the emotions are hidden. So let's just say that, I'll just go a little sideways here. Let's just say that for the first time in your life, we'll just say that you get up in the morning and somebody offers you this is, say, a cup of coffee, hypothetically, right? And never had it before. Now you have this cup of coffee, and you get all jerked up by it, and you go, well, this is really great. So the next day you wake up, and you're looking for that cup of coffee. Now you have an emotional charge on it. You never had it before. Now, maybe you've been drinking coffee for 50 years. But you don't really think about, oh, boy, great, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I can't wait to have it. No, it's an automatic thing to you. So you're still using that energy that you had a long time ago when you first saw it as an emotional situation, but the emotions, you're already living inside of them, and you don't know how messed up you are because of those emotions. And you may not even realize that that isn't a good thing or a bad, a good thing or a bad thing. It makes no difference here. It's still emotions. So you're living in that reality continuously, not understanding that this emotion is still active and hurting you, harming you, but you're not responding to it, so you're numbed out. So, in fact, we'll just take away the emotion of maybe having coffee or having some type of a stimulant in your body, whatever that would be. So here we go. One, taking it away, I'll count to five. Two, three, four, and five. And I will do the next one. Think of something else that maybe you do every day. Maybe you get up and you have to comb your hair a certain way. Remember, when you first combed your hair a long time ago, maybe you really tried hard to get it looking perfectly. Well, that same energy is with you. And now it's kind of automatic. You do your hair without thinking about maybe going out on a date or doing something or trying to impress other people by how well your hair looks, etc. So here we go. Think of a situation, an issue. That one's cleared. And you're still going to, remember, your whole life is consumed by emotions. Next one, think of another situation. And next one. And think of when you first drove your first car, maybe, you know, and you put the key in the ignition and you turned it on. Unless you're really old and you had a, you know, hand crank, a Model T or something, you know. And that could be out there, too. So here we go. Next one. And next one. And next one, and next one. And now let's do the emotion that you probably have all had when you had a dead battery, okay? Get out to your car, and you put the key in the ignition, and you turn it, and you expect it to work. And all of a sudden, it does nothing. And you wondered why you didn't hear that little chime in your car go off or something. Some cars have that when you open the door or put the key in the ignition. With the door open, and you didn't hear it, but it didn't really bother you because you didn't know what it was. But now you put the key to start or to on and start, and nothing happens. And now all of a sudden, the emotions come up. So let's clear that from you. That time's cleared, 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 and cleared. So the emotions here that you're living, that could be a great emotion or a bad emotion, is still the same. It doesn't make any difference. you can call something good, somebody else can call something bad of the same emotion. It makes no difference. It's still an emotion. It's still in duality. And whether it's a positive emotion or negative emotion, it's still going to kill you. It makes no difference how you look at it. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I think that that staying neutral, especially out of the happiness zone or the upbeat zone, is the hardest part for me. It's easy to tell, oh, something's off when you're unhappy or don't, you know, or feel angry about something and pull yourself back. But if you feel good, you can, you know, you got to be a little careful there and pull yourself back to neutral. We have a question on the website. Do we need to be completely cleaned out to ascend, and is that even possible?
Yeah, the question is, yeah, in order to ascend, yes, that would be the correct thing with your body. Yes, that is correct. Is it possible to do? Well, it all depends how much your ancestors have worked on themselves. For some people, where their parents worked on themselves before they conceived you and going up the line, might be very simple for some people. Maybe you're listening and you live in a country where you don't have very many emotions and people are very peaceful. Might be very easy for you to do a little bit of clearing to get it out of you. It's hard to say. Remember, you had 2,000 years to have your ancestors do this, so you should be pretty well along the way of having this done. If you're like people who are emotional and parents never considered working on themselves before they conceived you, and you're here now with your load and their stuff, then, yeah, it could be more difficult for your body to ascend, but, get your spirit out of here, if nothing else. And even if you look at ascension as not happening right now, and it's going to happen, we'll just say happens in 20 years. We'll just say ascension could happen in 20 years, okay? Now, by having these clearings, you start feeling better each day. So why not live a better life because you're cleaned out of all this density and stuff? So that's why you want to have them. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I meant to comment earlier when the gentleman called in about also asking about ascension, that you said your spirit is being cleared and almost in the ascension process. Would you say that for those of us who've been doing these clearings for a while now, that's kind of starting to happen with us?
Well, you're going to start to feel better.
Yeah.
And as you feel better and aches and pains leave your body, and you don't keep mind looping and talking about things over and over again, and you're more neutral throughout your life, well, yeah, you're going to feel much better about your life. That's the way it works, and that's the way you're supposed to be. So that means that you're getting out of the grips of the aliens that are here causing you all these problems. So that's where you want to be, and actually, if you're feeling better, then the clearings are designed to help you feel better. That's the whole process in a nutshell.
Right.
You know, just look at your friends around you. Have they done the clearings? Maybe not. And they may wonder what's wrong with you because you're not responding to all of their situations. You know? And that's the way it's supposed to be. Everybody should be just enjoying themselves and having, a pretty nice time here, as much as you can have. So it gets to be a little, it's kind of hard to describe and to talk to people about what's going on, about ascension and everything else, because if they haven't did any clearings, then how do you expect to feel better about your life? If you don't have a clearing, you're not going to feel good. You're going to keep recycling the past. So that's what's needed. You need to get rid of this stuff out of you.
I was just thinking, Ron, that people thought of a few different issues just before when you did those clearings. Thank you so much. What about samples of the feeling and sensory body, just in case someone has an issue that is still sticking a little bit? Because I really like those two as well.
Okay, so feeling body, think of a feeling, right? Is that what you want to do, a feeling?
Feeling or even if there's something perhaps of an issue, still lingering a little bit for them that you already cleared. Like, in other words, if you've already cleared something from the mental and emotional, but you somehow it's still with you. It could be the feeling or sensory body, right?
Yeah, okay. So let's do a feeling body. Again, bring up one of your issues. We only have a couple left, so here we go. So first issue cleared, and now think of something else. And next issue cleared. There we go. And one more here. Next, cleared, 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 and cleared. Okay, there we go. So what you do now is look at, let's just do a sensory. Here we go, sensory body clearing. These are all invisible bodies that are contaminating you because you contaminated them, okay? So here we go. When they were put on you, they were clean. And have you cleared them? No. So they're filled full of issues. So think of your sensory body now with one of your senses that you're dealing with, how you see things, sample things. So think of an issue. Here we go. Cleared. Another one cleared. And think of another one. Cleared. One more. Cleared. And cleared. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, that felt really good. And all of those clearings, the emotional body, which is the one Ron suggests we do first, mental body, feeling, and sensory bodies are all whole life clearings that you can purchase on Ron's website. And they're wonderful. I can't recommend them more highly to really make you feel good and get cleared off for ascension, right?
Yep, right.
Okay, we have... I closed that page. We had another. Oh, someone had a request. Could we timeline crash past surgery?
Yeah. So this you may want to do many times because there's probably a lot of stuff there on the timelines. So I would say if you had a surgery and you want to get it away from you, probably do about 500 timeline crashes. You could probably lower the box down to 5 minutes on the website instead of 15. The reason why you probably want so many is because you have a lot of timelines of people interacting with you. So you may have yourself on one of the nurses' timelines and one on the doctor's and one on the hospitals and everything else. So I would do probably 500 timeline crashes on it. But here we go. If you were having a surgery... you know, probably means going underneath the knife, you know. Here we go. So, first one, cleared. Second one, I'll do 10. Cleared. Number 3, cleared. 4, cleared. 5, cleared. 6, cleared. 7, cleared. 8, cleared. 9, cleared. And 10, cleared. So there we go. There's 10 of them for you. Now, just see how you're doing. You should feel your body relaxing more. And if that's the case, great. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought of having my tonsils out when I was a kid. I guess that's a surgery. Yeah, it must be. So thank you, Ron. That was good. And how about timeline crashing a movie that we perhaps were frightened by or got very emotionally drawn into and that might be have adversely affected our lives? Could we do a clearing of that?
A movie, huh? Yeah, okay. So think of what upsets you in a movie or what made you feel good. You know, either way, it's great. You know, it's the same thing. It's still an emotion. And here we go. Think of something that kind of woke you up, we'll say. Doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. It's still the same thing. Here we go. Ready? So do 5 timelines. So 1, next one, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. How about trying to think of, is it possible to do a timeline crash of our natal, astrological sign? Would that be a timeline, or is that more of a barcode clearing?
That's probably more of a barcode and also the natal. NATO chart to get rid of those numbers and stuff. So.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, for instance, we could, if we feel we had a problem maybe with someone doing our horoscopes or someone doing a lot of readings on us, we could do some timeline crashes around that. But the rest, like our sign and all that, we should probably do barcodes on. Right?
Very possibly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I do a lot of those barcode clearings. I get really a lot out of that. Okay, I'm really enjoying doing the samples. I'm just trying to think of other things we could timeline crash. Would it be possible to do a timeline crash for, say, our first day of school?
Yeah, we could do that. So,
okay.
Boy.
It's going to be a little different time for everybody.
Well, I'm kind of, see, the timeline crashes are for what time do you want to do that for? You say the timeline, just going to school, you're on a timeline, but you probably want to get it narrowed down to a particular moment in time.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, see, let's just say that you're in pain right now listening to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let us kind of start over again. So you're in pain, listen to me. So what do you want to crash right now? You want to crash your pain. Now, you don't want to crash the day of pain because you may not have had pain an hour ago. Okay? So that's not really going to do any good. You want to crash the situations that you're dealing with. So just crashing your first day of school, that could help, but what happened to you then? You know, what's your emotions on it? So that's kind of how I'm looking at the timeline crashes to help you. Just doing kind of do a blanket timeline crash, like maybe even on a year or something, it's going to help, but, you know, you got to figure out what you have to zero in on. Because
right. It's not specific enough.
Remember, you're cloned out every 10 minutes. So you're on a different timeline, but different aliens every 10 minutes as you get abducted. So you want to look at a situation in a 10-minute interval, what's going on with you, and then crash that situation. We could do let's do a timeline crash for anxiety.
Good.
Here we go. So you could all be having anxiety now because of maybe going to school or just anxiety because you realize now that you're not as good as you should be. Maybe you're worried about ascension. Maybe you're worried about just something, you know, something's going on in your life, so you have anxiety. Let's just, you have to pick an issue, though. So I need you to pick an issue about your anxiety. So here we go. You want to do the first day of school being anxious? That's fine. Now you have an issue to draw upon of where they got you. So here we go. So remember, every 10 minutes you have one. So they may not give you the anxiety in the next 10 minutes. So we're just taking that 10-minute interval when you had the anxiety. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now what we'll do is abandonment because you got taken away from your mother and you're probably worried about your mother not even being there. Maybe that happened to one of you people. Maybe one of you listening out there, you went to the first day of school and your mother drove you to school. On the way to school, she got in a car wreck, went to the hospital and died. Okay. So the last thing that you saw of your mother was when she dropped you off at the school. Maybe you didn't say goodbye to her or kiss her or something, you know, and now you have that regret for your whole life. And you may think it's your fault because she took you to school. So now you're blaming yourself for that situation and not the aliens. So here we go. We'll do fear on the first day of school. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Well, that feels pretty good. So here we go. Do it again. I'll do more timelines. So one timeline, another one cleared, another, and another. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Well, wow, that felt really good, Ron. I could picture myself heading off to kindergarten, scared to death. Okay. Let me just go look again at this fast chat. I'm sorry, for some reason my computer wanted to go off for a moment there. Time and space. Okay. Oh, someone's saying computer clearings. You have sometimes done clearings or made our computers more real for us, Ron. Could you perhaps do that for us today?
Yeah, we can bring, we can do that. So here we go. So, one, let's count to ten to do that. So one, remember, we're taking out the cloned computers, so we'll get rid of ten of them. So one, this is the replica of your computer. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it one more time here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. And what we'll do is bring in the Star Bethlehem for everybody. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Wow, that felt really beautiful, that energy of the Star of Bethlehem. Thank you. And I want to also remind everyone to be staying on the CLS. I don't know why I didn't mention this sooner, the CLS Earth timeline, which is not actually a timeline, but is going to keep you connected to the creation lightship and help you stay in your body and more at peace. I find that that's working out very, very well. And you need to crash all the other timelines, but just be staying with the CLS Earth timeline. Do you want to talk about that a little more, Ron?
Well, it's probably best to go back into 2012.
Right, the CLS.
Those timelines, because we're in a completely different energy right now. We're in the 2013 alien abduction timelines, which are much stronger than they were in 2012, and all the clone replicas are here. Living, and they're trying to also get you into their reality. So by doing so, that's one way you can do it, is to maybe do some timeline crashes and to stay on the timeline that's in, before the abductions came in December 21st. That was the ascension date, in a sense. You know, no way to really talk about it, but that's the time that the aliens wanted to abduct people, and they put out the word that they wanted to end the calendar, and with all the planetary alignment and everything else that was happening, that was a time for the aliens to get alerted that something's happening here, and they can now have the feeding frenzy. So that's kind of what's going on. So that's how I look at that process. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. That is unfortunate, and I heard from someone who's kind of follows along with the ETs, and she believes that nothing really happened on that date, which I find interesting, because I certainly have felt a change and see a lot of clones, and the ETs are having their field day, as you put it, here on Earth, unfortunately. So let's try to keep doing some samples, though, of clearings for people, so that we can. Is it possible to do a partial disconnection of people from their soul families, Ron? Could we? There's a soul family clearing which I do run all the time myself. Is it possible to do a sample of that one for everyone, to disconnect us from our soul families?
Yeah, I can do a little bit of that. Here we go. So think of somebody in your life maybe a relative or something. And here we go. That could be with your soul family. You're going to know that if the person's been with you for quite a while. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the energy and see where they're connected to you in your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, wow, that really felt good. And for me, it was my eyes and my forehead. And then when you cleared that, a second person popped into my mind who was always telling me that he loves my eyes and I have beautiful eyes. So he must have been courting me in my eyes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I don't know, Ron, could we keep doing that a few more times with different people, a couple more samples of that? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm just checking here. Let's do, well, you got to pick a person, so let's do like three people.
Okay.
I'll pick three people in your life, and they're connected to you through your soul family. Remember, this is people that you make your spiritual connections with. Using that word lightly here, these are the people that are in your life to interfere with you. That's your spiritual connections, and they do things to you that you may not like, and they also do things that you do like. But it's all agreements. So, here we go. And those agreements take away your free will, free choice. So, one, think of the first person, two, three, four, and five, okay. And next we'll do your second person. It could be your husband, your wife, parents, siblings, boss, something like that. The neighbor that keeps hounding you, you know, it could be anybody. So here we go. Next person, one, two, three, four, and five. And number three, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, here we go. Let's just see how that's affected you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And someone commented about they get a lot out of your courting removal calls. So I wanted to just bring that up for everyone that Ron has, in addition to the Sunday 8-hour calls that he does three of each month and a 4-hour call on the first Saturday of the month where we do water charging, he also has calls Tuesday through Friday, and the Tuesday call is specifically to remove courting, and that's what the person was commenting on. So again, if you want to check Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on Thursday it's the clone body removal, Tuesday's courting, Friday is the entity removal, and Wednesday is a lovely water charging call. And each of those, I guess the Wednesday call is $30 and the others are $20, but they are well worth it and they really do make a difference. You get all those clones out of you and all the, well, hopefully a lot out of you anyway. And the courting has made a huge difference in my life, and I know people are commenting all the time about how good that makes them feel. Maybe we should just do another courting release sample right now, Ron. Would that be good? Maybe pick the head or something to release
courts
from?
Okay, yeah.
From.
So, let's do one. I guess the head would be good. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, don't want it over again here. We'll go down to your throat. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll go down now. Let's go to your lips. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I thought I just heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello? Nope, I guess I was...
I heard a busy signal. Maybe they got hung up or something.
Okay. So I'm sorry if you just called and were disconnected or something, just call back in again. That'll be fine. Okay, so people are feeling good and enjoying those releases, Ron, from the family members and the courting and everything. And wait, there was one question there. Oh, someone is saying they didn't think the year 2012 was so great. And I thought that was interesting. And that's probably true for a lot of people. But I think what Ron just means that if you stay connected to that time, you're not going to be on the even worse timeline of 2013. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
You're not saying, oh, that was a great year. We should all stay there.
Yeah, I'm just saying that better than having all these timelines connected to you, because you're living in time. Or you're living here on timelines. So you're in the 2013 timeline, major timeline. Then you have sub-timelines that go off of this year's timeline, like one for each day. So there could be sub-timelines, hypothetically, for 365 days. And then there's timelines hooked to each day. And each one of these are controlled by aliens. Then you divide yourself off into being a clone dot every 10 minutes per day. So that gets to be, pretty disconcerting. But going back and getting off of this major timeline that is brand new here for 2013, the 2012 one is not as bad as the one now, because they never had a lot of the clone people living here on this planet at that time. And now they're all here. So remember, people chose to do this dark side ascension. And the aliens are there to oblige them and to tell them all this information about it. Remember, if you never heard about anything about ascension, never heard anything about what's going to happen on December 21st, then you probably are not hooked up to that timeline. But you hear about it, a website, listening, people on the media. You know, if you even think back at Y2K, year 2000. What did that do to everybody? In fact, let's take away some of the energy there on that for you. So let's do a timeline crash. When you first heard about the Y2K stuff, that's 13 years ago, right? That was in 2000.
Yep.
Everything would be crashing. So when you first heard about it, that could have been 6 months before that. Who knows? And that puts you into that timeline of fear and anxiety and everything else. If you didn't believe it, it's still connected to you. So here we go. And I release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 10, 20, 30, 40. You didn't read a lot of timelines. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 200. There we go. So just see how you're feeling now from the past of that particular situation that came through. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I felt that in my head a little, so I guess I needed that. Thank you very much. We have a request for a sample clearing of a psychic attack.
Well, anybody giving you mind energy, just thinking about you is a psychic attack. So they don't have to think bad about you. They can even think good about you and give you a psychic attack. That's what it is. Anything that has mind energy coming to you is an attack, whether it's something that's good or bad, because how's your body going to deal with it? And the psychic attack gets stuck to your body someplace. Just think of you like a pincushion. Somebody thinks about you, a little pin goes in, we'll say, and where's it going? Do you have any idea? No. So here we go. A psychic attack energy. So I don't even know how to do this one. You have to think about somebody thinking of you. So all thoughts will give psychic attacks. Here we go. So 1, release them. This is your choice, what you want to do. Maybe you got a an owie someplace. You know? People are psychically attacking you on the owie or something. I don't know. You know? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, it's getting to be about that time, so.
It is.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Straight up on the hour here, so blessings. And we have our 8-hour program coming up a week from tomorrow for Alien Critters, a weekly call. Maybe you could talk about the weekly calls that we do each day there, Ann. And I would say blessings to all of you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. Yes, you can check on Ron's website again. It's creationlightship.com. And every month, Ron does 3 8-hour calls. Let me just check on the, it's right on the top so that I have the dates correctly. This month, they're still on the 10th, and the 17th will be the next two that you're still welcome to join Ron on. And today is Monday. Tomorrow at 5:30 there will be a one-hour healing call that's very worth getting on. And Cindy will put all the information into the fast chat about Ron's upcoming expo that he's doing in New York. And if you can possibly get there, if you're in the area, it's really worth it. You'll get to meet Ron, and you can go into the light chamber, which will do healings for you just as if you're on Creation Lightship. And with that, I will say goodbye and enjoy your evening or whatever part of day you're at, and be sure and check out more of the BBS archives. Thank you. Bye.